So Parikshit Maharaj and Prashila Prabhupada, you know, they got signals that their life is going to end, and they devoted themselves wholeheartedly to Krishna. So what do we do in our lives? Because we may not get a signal like that. See, the point is not that we postpone bhakti till the moment of death. Rather, there is the practice of bhakti. In a way, we are doing our worldly duties and we are practicing bhakti. And there is the practice of exclusive bhakti. So even Bhishma Pitama, it is said when he starts his prayers to Krishna in that ninth chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Iti matir upakvaikalpita vitrushna. He says, my thoughts are going in many different directions till now. Now I'm going to withdraw all those thoughts and focus them only on you, O Lord. So for us, in the routine course of our life, what we need to do is, we need to every day have some time when we focus exclusively on Krishna. That is our sadhana. We have our puja, we have our japa, we have our swadhyaya. That is the time when we try to exclusively focus on Krishna. And other times we do our duties, and we try to remember Krishna as much as possible. And by this, by steadily focusing on Krishna, during some part of the day, Krishna becomes more and more focused in our consciousness. And as Krishna becomes more and more focused in our consciousness, he becomes more of a presence in our consciousness, then he comes to the foreground. And we can remember him more and more, even when we are not directly focusing on him. So once, one devotee, he heard a class, said, how we can die at any moment. And he came, and after that, the class was given by somebody else. He came and asked me, if I start thinking that I'm going to die today, then I'll not feel like going to office only. Should I stop going to office? What should I do now? Said, actually, bhakti, the bhakti philosophy, the philosophy that we are going to die, the point of it is not to make us paranoid. I may die any moment, I may die any moment. It's not that I have to live in constant fear. Is this roof going to fall down? Am I going to get a heart attack? That's not the point. The point is to direct our consciousness from the material to the spiritual. The point is not to just constantly live in fear of death. The point is to recognize that death is not just a possibility, it is an inevitability. It's going to come, and I need to direct my consciousness from the material to the spiritual level. And there is a process for directing that consciousness from the material to the spiritual level. So I should practice that process determinedly. And that process involves a balance of material and spiritual life. Vidyamcha vidyamcha yastadvedobhayam saha avidyayamrityam tirtha vidyayamrutamashnute. The Upanishad says that material knowledge, spiritual knowledge, both we need. So avidyayamrityam tirtha, while functioning in this world, while navigating this world, we need material knowledge. So material knowledge means knowledge of how to earn a living, knowledge of how to deal with people, knowledge of how to manage our finances, knowledge of how to manage our health. All this material knowledge. Krishna, so the Upanishad says, avidyaya mrityum tirtva. That this material existence, which is a place of death, we will cross over this by material knowledge. We'll know how to navigate in this. And then, vidyaya amrutamashnate. And by spiritual knowledge, we will attain eternal existence. Therefore, vidyamcha vidyamcha, both we need. So, during the normal course of our life, we remember that death can come at any time, but that is not meant to make us paranoid. We understand that because death is an inevitability, therefore, let me focus on the process that will take my consciousness from the material level to the spiritual level. And I practice that process wholeheartedly. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?
This is the question for you people.
Yeah, please.
There are times. Yeah, okay, go for it. How do you know?